Hey, Mike.
Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast, Special Labor Day Edition, September 1st. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione with comedian Ben Rosenfeld, comedian Bobby Haha, and today Bobby is eating a sausage sandwich.
Sausage and peppers, because the street fair, I want to support the street fair of Steinway Street.
Eating sausage is symbolic. Ben, your thoughts?
I just hope he doesn't get it on my couch, because then my roommate will send me nasty text messages.
Don't get it on the couch.
And then I have to, like, fake apologize, like, oh, I'm so sorry, although it's, like,
no, why don't you get some fabric cleaner and just clean your couch?
I didn't even know you could do that. I thought once the couch is dirty,
and I like how you spill stuff all over his couch, and then you put it on him to clean it up.
That's right.
How about you take some responsibility?
I did the other day.
Isn't that what being a Marine's about?
No, let me tell you something. The other day, I was moving the Chinaman out of my house.
So you're not supposed to say Chinaman.
You can't say Chinaman,
I believe,
bro.
It's pronounced Chink. Come on, Bob.
You can't do that either,
man. That's not nice, Ben.
Neither of you.
Oh, I can say it because the guy fucking, like, ruined my house. So, I finally get rid of the guy. So, I end up hitting a parked car with the van.
Why?
Because I didn't realize
that. So you caught, like, Asian disease?
No, yeah, exactly.
Oh, come on, Ben. You're really going below the belt.
I became an Asian
here.
Woman.
You guys are really going below the belt.
So what happened here was...
Pacific Rim fan base is not going to appreciate this.
No, but what happened was, at least I was kind enough to leave a note with my information. I showed here on my phone. I sent them the insurance and everything. And I didn't have to do anything because the guy did not see me do it.
Well, just tell us the story. You don't have to show us proof. We're not the cops.
No, I just want to show because this is what I do. You wouldn't do that, Mike.
No, I wouldn't.
Ben would definitely not do
that. I wouldn't hit a parked van.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
I didn't hit a park van. I had a van. I hit a car. Because I didn't make the turn as close as it was because, you know.
You're so excited the Chinaman was leaving.
Exactly.
Your house.
I was you
like, you blacked out tunnel vision.
Can I ask you what you're doing with the van? Guy like you with a van?
No, I got it from my brother.
Mm-hmm.
What's guy like your brother have a van?
He owns businesses, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting shadier by the second.
No. My brother owns quite a few businesses.
Right.
He's a legitimate businessman.
Famous last words, okay.
No, he is. And my family is full of famous, legitimate business people.
I'm a legitimate businessman. Let me give you this briefcase so that you can understand my kind of business, capiche?
That was Ben's impression of your associates that you hang out with.
Oh, my God. It was fucking Ben knows.
But Ben did say capiche.
Yeah. What does that mean?
That means do you understand?
No, what's it? Capiche?
I know that from my upbringing.
I'm Irish.
Yeah, you're an
Irishman.
So
what does that tell you about this guy?
The Irishmen drive around vans to do works for the Italians.
Immigrant on immigrant labor.
It is what it is. Okay, Bobby, you're going
to... I just try to be a good person, that's all.
There's a street fair going on, Bobby, and you got a
sausage sandwich. I offered you guys sausage, but I did buy Ben coffee. I would have bought
Bobby.
You a coffee, but he told me he don't get you nothing.
Yeah, I don't... Wendy's coffee doesn't do it for me. It's like it's big, and it's a lot of commotion, but it's not much substance. You know,
it's like America.
No, kind of like my act. I was gonna say. Special Labor Day edition. We're kicking it,
special
guys.
Special Labor Day, baby.
Labor Day edition. Bobby, did you walk over here to get the sausage sandwich?
I walked to get the sausage sandwich, yeah.
No, didn't you get driven over here?
Yeah, I had a car.
You had a driver.
They give me free rides now, yeah.
You're so fancy.
Who's they?
Listen, pal, don't get into my business. I won't get into yours.
All right. This is a podcast, but okay.
Right, you know what I mean?
I guess we can shut it down.
Let's get to the topic.
Let's shut it down because
well,
you
it's
shut
a great
down.
Podcast.
I hurt his feelings.
Why would it be hurt his feelings?
You're on your phone, Bobby. Are you
listen,
trying to
whoa,
play
whoa,
a photo?
Whoa, calm down.
You know,
why would it hurt his feelings if I am getting a car right over here?
Because he said, who gave you a ride? And then you were like, don't
worry
about it,
pal. Someone sent me quite a few free rides in the company.
Is this Uber?
No.
This is the only time you don't want to plug something.
No, because it's not my thing. Somebody else did it for me because you maybe owe me a favor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, we know what you mean.
Shady,
vaguely.
Shady transportation.
Why do you say some stupid? It's a legitimate car service.
Because it sounds like you're hiding something,
hey,
bro.
I highly recommend you get in my car or else there's going to be some problems.
Sounds like Vinnie Barbarino a little bit.
You sound like a fucking jerkle.
No, it sounds like Vinnie Barbarino.
I'm a nice person. I'm a comedian.
We're all comedians.
That's a sentence that's never been said before.
We're not all comedians?
No, you're a comedian, right?
We're all in the same boat,
He's
I think.
He's trying to insult me. That's...
No, I didn't
you're
say
going after Ben.
No, I didn't say it.
Ben, what was your weekend like?
Did shows and work. No,
where'd you go? I was going to come see you. Where were you last night?
I was at the clubs. I did city clubs all weekend.
I went to Broadway last night to see you there.
I wasn't at Broadway. I was at other clubs.
I saw Chris Murphy And he was pretty good.
Oh, Chris Murphy's great.
Chris Murphy opened up, you know, he's what do you call it, hosting?
Yeah.
So he did it. I was on a date with this guy, this young man.
Okay.
And he had a ball.
I bet he did.
He had two balls.
What happened was this. So right after Chris got off the stage, Chris Mr. Murphy, I stayed to watch Mr. Murphy. And before next comedian, I said, look, let's get out of here.
Right.
And we blew the joint. You get it?
You blew the joint. You blew the joint.
Let's get to
so no, then, no, I want to find out.
Let me tell you what happened last night.
Oh, my God.
How about this? I lost my glasses there a year ago. A pair of glasses.
Yeah.
Last night, I go into the office to talk to Gina.
Yeah.
The glasses are up on the thing.
Wow.
I found them. I couldn't believe it. They're in my house right now, but I found the glasses after a year. Go with comedy.
Yeah, that's the worst story you've ever told, this Bobby. Tell a lot of really interesting stories. That this is story, by far and away the
you
worst.
You nailed that story.
The worst
lost
story
your glasses,
I've ever heard.
Then a year later, you found them.
I want a refund.
No, I mean, I think that...
I want a free ride after that story.
It goes over, I'm driving in Newark.
Oh, come on. This is getting very lowbrow. Now listen, there's probably a lot of listeners out there who have had the same situation where they lost their glasses at an establishment and went back a year later and then found them in the office
of that establishment. I've been back there a million times.
I'm just saying it's very relatable.
A million times I went back there and never found them.
Right.
I don't think our listeners listen to us because we're relatable. I think they listen to us because we're insane.
No.
No, we're not. I'm a normal human being.
I think that they relate to us.
Because I got a new sauna, he's jealous.
My whole apartment's a sauna, as has been well documented.
That's
true. There's no jealousy
it's
there.
It's summertime, and Ben just shuts it down.
Ben even had naked girls in his room walking around.
He claims it's because of the sound, but we know different. Yeah. We know Ben doesn't like to, he's a little tight
he's
with
doing
the,
pretty good. I saw a pretty
he's
girl
He's a
in
little
bedroom.
Tight with the
That
coin.
Girl was a little pretty for Ben, too, you know. I couldn't believe it. Yeah. I don't know if you're sure. Did you see the naked
Ben,
girl?
Ben, she's not naked.
I don't
okay.
think she looks naked to me. But she's a very pretty girl.
Very pretty girl in his bedroom.
For being going out with a guy like Ben.
Well, in his
bedroom. She must be doing it because she wants to do a mitzvah. Which is Jewish for doing a favor.
Hebrew for doing a favor.
I just don't like the fact
Jewish
that...
Jewish isn't a language.
I don't like the fact that he keeps her locked in the room. It makes me upset.
She's a nice girl. She's in
a
mitzvah.
She's a nice girl and she's...
By dating Ben, she's doing a mitzvah to girl.
She's doing a favor.
Right, you go right to heaven for that.
They don't believe in heaven, though. Ben, chime in here. You guys don't believe in heaven.
Yes, they do.
They don't believe in heaven, bro.
I don't know.
If they don't.
No, they don't. It's a holding
I know
pattern.
No, they don't believe in hell. I know Jews don't believe in hell because I wrote
They do believe in heaven.
Let's.
And they said the goy can get into heaven if they do the seven things. Don't steal, don't
Ben,
kill,
where's
don't
your... Harm. Let's look it up. Where's your Torah?
It is on
the five books of the first five of Genesis, Leviticus, Exodus... Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Those are the guys on your dating site.
But look, I'll annoy y'all. Hate you. I can do the whole fucking thing here.
All right.
Me here?
All right. Bobby, your weekend. Your weekend?
My weekend?
Ben just gave us the vague. I worked.
Oh, I had a great weekend. Okay. I took the kids out to the park.
Less yelling.
We went on a pirate adventure in the Central Park rowing boats.
A pirate adventure, huh?
Oh, can I tell you about my weekend? Thanks for asking. Since I'm
not I went rowboating with my godson.
Yeah.
In Central Park. It's still only $15
to get on the boat. We're still yelling.
No, because I spilled the thing on Ben's thing. I gotta wipe it off. I might be in trouble.
Rutgers won on their season opener football Thursday. That was
wow.
Exciting.
Who'd they play? Central
Washington
Missouri
State.
Okay, good. I know it was some kind of a state.
Yeah, but they're not bad.
College.
Washington.
Yeah, it's legit Pac-12 team.
Is it
Mike Leach coach?
Is it
won in a shootout last 30 seconds? That was exciting.
I'm very unimpressed with the Rutgers win. You Pac-8.
I thought it was a Pac-12.
No,
I thought it was a pack horse.
No, I'm in a Pac-8 and a half.
Penn State won also, but they last second over University of Central Florida.
They're pretty good though.
Yeah, but they ranked half of the audience afterwards.
Come on, man. That was so long ago and people are getting over that now and you gotta bring it back up. It's hurtful. And eat the rest of the bread. Don't act like you're healthy. Just eat all of it, dude. You're leaving your bread like you're doing yourself a favor.
I already had one sausage this morning. I just got
another
one.
All right.
That was another... You know what, Ben? I want to talk about my weekend, and you just care about the topics. You're just like a news... You're just
I'm
like
not good at adjusting. We have the topics.
Right, you know what he's trying to say to you?
He's like, we don't care about your weekend.
What
I did some pretty interesting stuff.
The topics are more interesting than your weekend.
No, people don't listen to this for news, bro. They listen to us for personalities.
What did you get, another flat top?
Oh, come on, dude. Come on, bro. That's pretty lowbrow to make fun of my haircut as you're shoving the sausage sandwich
in your
mouth.
What about the sty? The sty in your
eyes? Sty's getting better.
And that the Ebola virus on your lip.
Sty's getting better. My skin's clearing up real nut. I can't believe what you're doing. I wish there was a video. He's just sticking his face in the sandwich now.
Dude, you got Ebola virus on your lip.
I don't have anything on my lip, bro. Stop saying that. The listeners are going to start sending donations.
How about somebody told me that in the comedy club the other night? He goes, what happened to Mike's lip?
Who would be looking at
Bobby's
my...
Bobby's standard.
Well, they listened to it. They were listening to the show.
Oh, they listened to the show? Because you
but I told them because I wanted to warn the public about you.
I don't have Ebola, man.
He's a public health hazard.
I think he has Ebola.
I don't have Ebola. Stop saying that.
You might have worse than that, but
you're putting it into the universe, bro.
You might have something worse than that.
Ebola's pretty bad, Bobby.
But no, Ebola can be cured.
Yeah, but the people who try to cure it always die of Ebola.
No, but Vecchione's disease is even worse. Well, Vecchione's, they call it.
I'm a nice Italian guy.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, how's your weekend, Mr. Well, how's
your weekend,
Italian?
Right?
Oh, thank you for asking, guys.
The show's getting boring already.
Well, no, as you're jumping over with everything, and then Ben's trying to get to the news issues, I can't get a word in edgewise. I should quit this podcast.
No, don't do it, please.
No, get TJ Del Reno to come in here and deal with this shit.
I wish he would, but he wouldn't, so we gotta take you.
There's a lot of other comics that you could have sitting
no, in the Italian guy?
Seat.
Visconti.
Yeah, we couldn't get a Visconti either.
You couldn't get Gino to do it?
No, because he's
where are
the
you
Visconti.
Guys
he owns
you
a Visconti.
Get Gino.
He owns a Visconti factory, he said.
Gino's.
All right, so what happened to your weekend, Mike? Let's go. Let's make out you're interested.
Okay, well, where was I on Thursday? Thursday was still part of the week, so that wasn't technically the weekend. Friday.
This is as boring as Bobby's glasses.
All right, can you just let me get to the...
It's even worse. At least I told you about the glasses.
No, because you guys don't have any patience, bro. Our listeners don't want to hear that.
I moved the Chinaman out of my house Wednesday. How about that?
First of all, I'm not going to say anything racially divisive.
It's not divisive. I love the Chinese people.
He's a Chinaman.
I love the Chinese people.
All right. We've been over this. How was Friday, Mike?
Friday...
Let's go hour by hour.
You know what? That's disrespectful. Saturday... I'm going to skip right to Saturday, okay? Because Friday I worked at night. Saturday I went to the bodies exhibit. I went to the bodies exhibit in Times Square.
Okay, in Times Square now.
And it wasn't the Chinese bodies.
It was always the Times.
It wasn't the Chinese.
South Street.
It wasn't the Chinese bodies where they're slaves. It was the voluntary. But I'm telling you, there's two different exhibits. One with the Chinese slaves, and the other one was voluntary. We went to the voluntary one, me and my lady, and it was pretty interesting how the body works because they have it all. They rip the skin off, and you can just see the muscles
and
all the systems.
Me and Ben know how the body works. We went to school.
You don't know, and
we do
I don't know.
Know
if you did.
We
go to
do
school.
Know.
You
I studied biology.
You didn't go to school.
I
and
studied
Ben
biology, and Ben is a serial killer.
Ben dropped out of his PhD program.
He's a serial killer.
I know what Ben's capable of. Believe me, I've seen his freezer.
So what else happened?
All right. So the bodies exhibit was amazing. I'd recommend it. And then yesterday, I went to the Mets Phillies game.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
I heard they got good food at City Field.
Yeah, Shake
it's good,
Shack.
But it's like it's extremely expensive.
Yeah,
it's like regular Shake Shack.
No, it makes an airport look like a dollar store. It's really expensive.
Well, can I give a shout out for a restaurant? Last week,
if we said no, would you?
I'm still going to say it anyway. Yeah, no, I'm giving them a shout out not because they give me any kind of monetary in return. Anything.
Although they should after this.
No, because but Fatty Fish on 64th Street between 1st and York. The home of sushi pizza, which is one of the greatest dishes of all time. I went there the other day because they have my picture up in the wall in the front. They have all the celebrities. I'm number one.
Yeah.
Before they have all the big celebrities. So I go there and I have the sushi pizza, which is great, the sushi pizza. Then he comes out with a Diablo roll.
What's a Diablo roll,
it's
Bobby,
sushi,
since you want
but it's
to
called
ask.
A Diablo roll. Let me tell you something. It melts in your fucking mouth.
All right. Sounds
the
like a
food
threat.
There.
Sounds
no, like this a guy's threat. A great chef. Roy Lamberti. This food is so fucking good. After you eat the sushi pizza, you'll come in your pants. It's
all
better
right,
than sex.
Okay. All right. Whoa.
It's better than whoa. Sex.
I'm an emotional...
I mean, I agree. It's better than having your ass pounded for 7 hours. I would much rather have a sushi
I didn't have my ass pounded for 7 hours. I wanted him to, but he just wanted me to pound his ass. He wouldn't give me the reach around. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, right. There's no... You gotta get somebody a little more sharing, a little more giving. Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, it's a great restaurant. The food there is unbelievable. And Zagat gives a good ratings, too. So that's why I want our friends and listeners to know where to go if they want to get a dish called sushi pizza, which is unbelievable. I was going to take Ben there for his birthday and Mike.
Well, this is the most sponsored, non-sponsored podcast I've ever been on. It's like we plug things, but we don't get any money for them.
Why? I do.
You get money for
them? You get
money
on this podcast.
Listen, Bobby is going to get... you know,
I'm going to quit the podcast. Let TJ Del Reno deal with
this. See, I think the Bobby Haha Yelp is just people screaming before he makes them pay their loan sharks.
I'm off next week, so you guys are going to have to get a substitute.
No.
Yeah, I'm off.
There
I'm
you go.
Going to Cincinnati.
No, no.
Go Bananas in Cincinnati.
No, no.
The people of Cincinnati need comedy. Oh, and yeah. They need to bring me in to do
it. They need comedy. They need a Ohioan, a original Ohioan.
Yeah.
To go in and take care of it.
I'm going to hang out with Nick Lachey, tell some jokes.
Who's Nick Lachey?
Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees, bro.
I don't know.
Yeah, 98 Degrees, the boy band. You don't know. You don't know. You don't
know. I'm in my 50s. I know Frank Sinatra, Tony Bennett.
Go online and you'll find out.
How was the Mets game, Mike?
The Mets game was...
It's blowing in from across the sea.
The Mets game was
amazing. You like it though, right? It lingers there, right through the air, like Ben Schwartz in here.
The Mets game was amazing. Good time. Good shows last night. So the bodies
they lost the Mets again, right?
And the Mets, no, they won, bro. They won. Okay.
But no, I want to give a shout out to Yellowstone Hardware. Yellowstone Hardware, Joe, the manager of Yellowstone Hardware, is a big Mets fan.
Yeah.
Because I have
in New York, you don't say
Yellowstone Hardware. Yeah, and what happens is, I have a laser gun, the phaser from Star Trek.
Right.
And I'm wearing a Spock outfit there, and I got the Captain Kirk outfit too. For Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
He's painting up for you guys. He paints models and everything. So he's doing that for me.
When I post this episode, I'm just going to put in the title, fast forward the first 16 minutes of the episode.
No, come on, Ben. You're such a negative guy.
What? I can't give shout out. People do me favors. Well, you should. I want to give them a shout out on the show.
You should give Bobby Interrupts. That should be the name of the episode. Bobby Interrupts.
Bobby Shout Outs.
While spilling sausage and peppers all over
Bobby Shout Outs, baby.
First topic, Ben, kick us off.
Well, with that excitement, Joan Rivers not doing well.
That sucks, because she's a great comedian.
She's great. So, but exactly what happened?
Apparently, she had some...
She had a stroke?
She was getting minor throat surgery, and she had... During that, she went to cardiac arrest. And they had to induce a coma. They induced her into a coma.
She's in a coma now.
Yeah.
They're trying to bring her out.
But they say she's starting to do better.
Okay, so she's 81. Wow. She's amazing, though.
Great comedian.
Yeah. She's a great sucks. Comedian. Robin Williams dead. Joan Rivers struggling.
Well, Joan Williams is 80 years old.
She's 81.
She's living a good life. But the woman never took a day off. She's never taken a day off in 40 years.
Yeah, I like that. She's a worker, man.
Robin Williams dead. Joan Rivers barely hanging on. Bobby Haha, perfect health. It's just unfair.
Yeah, I was at the doctor the other day. Even my weight is all right. You know what my blood pressure is? 117 over 73. The summer wind...
Is that good?
Gums blowing.
It's good, right?
It's good. And I'm way overweight. I'm 40 pounds overweight. And my blood pressure's still down.
Yeah, because you're a psycho. Because
I give you guys high blood pressure.
You're
and
a
everybody else. And I get my blood pressure's cool. You know why?
Because you're a psycho.
I'm the Buddha.
I love how my joke I'm is happy. Unacknowledged and Bobby just talks about his doctor for 5 minutes. Shout out to your doctor, Bobby.
Oh, my doctor's the best in the world. He went to Stanford and Harvard Medical and he teaches at NYU.
Wow.
Which
Asian is he?
Well, he is an Asian, and he's a great doctor, which you'll never be a PhD. You're a disgrace, your mother said. Disgrace.
iCloud got hacked, bunch of celebrity nude photos, Jennifer Lawrence over 100 nude photos.
So who cares?
No, I care. That's pretty good news.
I don't really care about Jennifer Lawrence.
Well, you don't care about naked women, so that's your problem.
I don't care about
dude.
Naked guys either. There's only one guy in Hollywood I bang.
Here's the reason
I... Taylor Lautner. And anybody, you bang him though.
I wouldn't. Stop saying that I would bang guys.
You blow him.
I would never do that.
You would blow Taylor.
Never. I would never.
You blow me if I gave you a part of my TV show. If I get a new TV show from NBC, and I say, Mike, I want you as one of the principals.
No, I want.
But I need you to blow me a little bit. Believe me, you'll be down on your knees with Ben.
We're yelling,
blowing, and licking balls.
Okay, listen. I wouldn't do that.
Yes, you would. You would
not for maybe a co-creator.
Yeah. Getting $500 episode.
EPs.
I want executive.
And $500 executive.
EP for a DP.
Right, and $500 an episode.
DP for an EP.
For $500 an episode, you'll be blowing a whole lot of me. You'll be licking the balls and everything.
I'm not.
You might even get a foot fetish. You lick my
throat. No, but I don't think I'm your type.
No, but you would want to do that.
But I'm not your type, bro.
But you would do it to get on the show.
All right, I'm going to make it skip the first 20 minutes of the show.
Come on, Ben, you're so negative.
Ben, you are. You're very negative.
You're really negative today on
Labor
Day.
And you know what gets me, though? How did he score a nice girl like that, the one we saw in the room there?
I don't know, but he's lazy.
Labor a nice, Day. Beautiful girl. She's going out with Ben.
Labor Day and Ben.
She wants to get it to heaven, that's right.
Can I get in the joke?
Right?
It's Labor Day and Ben doesn't want to work.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Then why did you
I'm
guys
trying
call
to,
me?
I'm trying to wrap this up so I can
go. Let me tell you, I'm here for the fans.
We're screaming. We're screaming.
No, okay, first of all, I came
my
a long way.
My brother doesn't like that.
I'm sorry, your brother. I know your brother's a big fan. I'm sorry out there, Mr. Vecchione. But I'm a little upset because I came from a long way. I was in the middle of having sexual relations
you
with someone.
You said
I
you
stopped.
Finished. You were telling
no,
us that
I
you
came,
got it on his
but
face.
But I came again. I'm able to produce a few times. And what happened was, then I had to go and again and drop the guy off.
What happened?
Then come over here. Just to do the show for our friends, our people out there,
yeah.
Our listeners, and Ben just wants to cut it short on Labor Day. People are working, Ben. This is for
they're
labor.
They're not working.
And I want to give my friend Robert a big shout out. He's a president of a union out there in New York, and he does a lot. He's a great labor guy.
Ben doesn't want to work on Labor
Here's
Day.
Here's the reason
ben
I brought up the new.
Ben don't want to work on any day.
No, but especially today, he's like in a big...
He's a lazy business. Good nothing for this.
I'm trying to get out of here to go to Connecticut to swim in a pool. You guys are standing between me and swimming in a pool, okay?
How about why don't you just go in your bathtub and I'll urinate on you?
Ben doesn't know
well,
how to have
well, that's not a cold pool, is it, Bobby?
Ben doesn't know how to have
with
fun.
With all ice in it, too.
Here's the reason I brought up the Jennifer Lawrence photos, besides to give Mike something to Google.
And you give me a ride home, too.
Not giving you a
since
ride
since you're going
home.
To Connecticut, right? You can give me a
it's
ride home.
On the way.
I don't have to go another fucking...
He's not going to Forest Hills, bro.
Oh, that's right. He won't. They won't
have the guy drive you.
They won't let him in our neighborhood.
Have the driver of your van pick you up.
Your neighborhood is all Russians.
Not on my side. Wrong. I'm with the old time Jews, the American Jews.
All right.
Across Queens Boulevard is 108th Street. That's where you Russians are. Not where I live. All right.
I didn't mean to turn this into the Jetson Sharks.
Not where I live, buddy. We don't let you Russian Jews over there.
Stay on your
we
side.
We got good old fashioned American
stay
Jews.
Stay on your side
guys
of the street.
Guys sports and things like that.
Stay on your side of the street.
Guys named Moshe and Avi and things like that. The good old fashioned Jewish
people. All right, so first of all, I don't
segregation is alive in Queens.
Yeah, just stay on your side of the street.
Yeah.
Ben. But, you know what? I don't know what an iCloud. I don't know how any of that stuff works.
Yeah, that was an why I iCloud. Put that topic on. It's
because you want to condescend me. I can feel it coming. Go.
You want to prove that you're smarter than us.
Yeah, go ahead,
this
Ben.
Technology.
I can feel it coming.
No. Because what got hacked was like, because when you take a photo on your iPhone,
yeah.
It synchronizes it with the internet.
Of course.
So if your phone gets deleted, you get your photos back. But someone can hack into that backup, and that's how those photos came out.
Well, I would like to see all my new photos on it.
Yeah, no, yours can get hacked too, Bobby.
Yeah, but who would?
I don't care. I'm Bobby Hart.
All right.
I'm not running for office.
Next,
I'm not Anthony Weiner. You know what I mean? Or Mike Vecchione, who's trying to run for the Senate seat next year.
City Council.
What about it?
You should run for city council.
You're not his guy.
I'm not. No,
I think you would do a good job.
Yeah, I'd have
that's
to take,
why he can't do it. Anyone who's qualified and
right.
would do a good job in politics would never go into politics.
Right. I would have to take lobbying money, and then I would just get selfish and just want to. I'd live high on the hog.
This next topic's for Bobby. Actually, in Ferguson, Missouri, where all those riots are taking place, police are starting to use body cameras, like we talked about the other week.
I told everybody that,
and I think
and
all
they're doing it in Jersey and everywhere.
Good.
Now.
I think
they're
going to
do it
move.
Everywhere now.
But I wanted to just loop that back. I saw that story. I thought Bobby would be happy about it.
But I don't think
well,
that that's the
I
answer,
think,
really.
It's a big answer.
I don't think it's an answer.
What about the cop that shot this guy in the he was an off-duty cop, and shot this guy who got an argument. He just started arguing with the guy because he got urinated on his tire. And he shot the guy, but he didn't know there was a camera going on. And it all got caught on it. What an animal this guy was.
And that's all good and well, but...
But I most cops are good.
No, but I just
98.9% of the cops are good.
Maybe
you got one or two idiots like on any job.
But maybe, you know...
Except Staten Island, it's the opposite ratio.
You know what, bro? Mm. I know what you're doing. There's a lot of Italians in Staten Island, and Ben likes to take a shot every once in a while.
No, right. Staten Island is
and
the most...
Because you got a flat type like a cop. You look like you could be on a job.
No, I keep it high and tight.
Mm. Staten Island is the most corrupt of the NYPD districts.
I would
the most
say so.
Police brutalities. They had a study on
yeah, they do. They just abuse those people over there because they can't get off that little island there in the garbage smell.
They can take the ferry.
The smell of the garbage.
They can take the ferry.
They're afraid like of swimming, of water.
Yeah. You know
that's
what,
a
ben?
Really racial shit,
the
Ben.
People of Staten Island won't appreciate... Are Staten Island
how about my son-in-law who's a cop?
Are Staten Island
I'm going to have him come and give you a little talking to.
They do not appreciate it, Ben.
And with no cameras around. How about that, Ben? I'll make sure that all the cameras are off.
Body cameras, I think, are good to a certain point, but you can take things out of context, and you can't see the entire interaction,
right,
so it might end up being worse.
It has volume on it also.
It might end up being worse.
Because I have the cameras in my
better.
House, my security cameras, they also, you can hear people talking in them and everything.
Why do you have security cameras? What are you protecting?
My artwork. My other valuables. I have a lot of valuables, Ralph. I have a safe and everything.
What valuables?
I have a lung. I have a sauna.
Someone's going to come in and rob your sauna?
Someone's going to steal your sauna.
Hey, why not? Well,
they're going to hold you at gunpoint. Ben, you just assembled a sauna for 3 hours.
Ben, you've been in my place, right, Ben?
Yeah.
Do I have a lot of nice things there, Ben?
It was fine, yeah.
Even my wardrobe, Mike, is worth more than everything you own.
All right, well, why does it always turn into this? Because it always turns into I'm better than you for these reasons.
No, I'm not better than you, but you're trying to say something like, who's going to steal something out of your house? Okay. Like I'm a bum like you.
No, but you always have to do that. You always have to be like, I'm better, I have more.
No,
I get more women, I'm smarter.
I don't get more women than you. No, you get a lot more women than me right now.
It comes from insecurity.
You're getting a lot more women than me right now, Ben.
Yeah, but you always do that thing because where it's like, I've had more sex with either
women. I have had more sex with more women than you and him put together, yes.
Okay, but why does that need to be said? Even if that's true, why does it need to be said? Can't you just walk around with that in your head confidently without having to spew
I like spewing shit out, man.
It's an insecurity.
I'm very insecure. Yeah, I'm a comedian. I'm very insecure. I'm very insecure. I'm always looking for the applause of the crowd, things like that. So, you know what I mean? I'm always, like, performing and everything. It's that insecurity.
But do you ever think about how me and Ben
and the
feel?
Want to please other people.
But how do you
you're
think
not me pleasing us, bro.
How do you think me and Ben feel?
You're not other people. You're
but
comedians.
How do you think we feel when we're constantly being put down? We'll say something. I had a great week and I went to a Mets game. I went to the World Series 5 years ago. I want to give a shout out to the Bat Boy.
But how about this? Behind your back, I talk good. I don't know why, but I do. Right or wrong?
I believe that. I actually believe that.
That's right.
Okay,
next topic.
Well, I do think Mike Vecchione is a funny guy.
Thank you.
I always did.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say anything else about anybody else, but I know Mike Vecchione.
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
That's what I said.
Loud and clear, I heard you.
Well, you weren't bad last time, Dan. I'm letting you host the show on September 12th.
September 12th.
And it's almost sold out. I already sold like 200 tickets for the show. And he did a good, decent set the last time I saw him.
Yeah, Ben is coming up in the world. Maybe
I don't know if he's coming up.
He's coming up. Yes, he is.
You know, he wasn't that bad.
His jokes are tight.
Put it this way, he wasn't that bad.
His jokes are getting tighter.
And those are the same jokes he's been doing for the last.
No, that's not true.
I heard him talk the Russian mother joke.
He's always writing new stuff. You need something to anchor your set, but he's always writing new stuff.
How about I write more than both of you guys put together.
Come on, Bobby.
But you never seen me do it.
No, I never seen you. You're like
but my show's Sose. Always fresh, right or wrong.
Kaiser Sose of comedy.
I mean, stand-up turnaround is a bookend bit of yours. Let me stand up, turn around, let me see that ass.
Well, that's the classic. You got to use it going to classic.
But he's like, oh, he talks about his bum.
No, but I do hour sets, Ben.
Yeah, I do hour sets,
hour and a half
too.
Sets. Yeah, but yours ain't funny. Mine are. The thing what I'm trying to say is this.
Let's...
Mike Vecchione told me one time he likes to see that when I make the people turn up and to turn their ass around. So that's why I do it, because Mike asked me to do that. Am I right, Mike?
It makes me laugh.
Yeah.
It does make me laugh.
So Mike, even one time, was leaving Broadway Comedy Club.
Well, because I had never seen you before.
No, you should be before that. That was the time with Mike DiStefano.
That was a long time ago, yeah.
That was a long time ago. But you saw, I was walking in, and the Dustin guy asked me if I want to do a set.
Right.
I said, yeah, sure. So, Mike goes, oh, you're going to do a set? And you were another comedian and your girlfriend at the time.
Right.
And Mike says, no, he told the girl, and then, no, you want to see this. Bobby, you're going to do the thing with the turnaround? So they could turn around and show up the stairs, make them stand up and everything. So you're going to fuck? I said, yeah, I'll do that for you, Mike. So I did it for Mike. And I did it in a whisper. Remember that? I got to say that I did it for a whisper. Because I admire Mike Vecchione and I did the imitation.
All right.
Imitation is a serious form of flattery.
Britain is using the threat of ISIS to clamp down on their police state. This is what happens all the time in Britain and America. It's like the threat of terror, whatever. It's just a bullshit reason for the government to make more restrictions and take away more freedoms.
What are they?
And the media just
listen. If you're not doing anything wrong,
the media's
just
complicit with this. No, the Patriot Act, all this bullshit, where they're just reaching in and not minding their business.
Yeah, but Ben, okay. What kind of steps are they taking? How are they infringing?
I only read the headline and got mad.
Ben reads the headline and gets
we
furious.
We really get in-depth here with our reporting at the...
Ben reads the headline and gets furious and has good...
Our journalists are right down to it, man.
But they're being threatened... they're being threatened by ISIS, Britain.
Allegedly. I saw I think the cover...
Inside their country, the homegrown
allegedly,
terrorists.
Allegedly, but nothing's happened. I saw, I think the
cover... The American ISIS guy they killed the other day.
Yeah, I've seen that.
The cover of the Daily News was, ISIS is coming. It's like this all this bullshit super scare you to like mind fuck you. It's
no, annoying. I don't think it's super scary, but they need to be dealt with.
They need to be dealt with, but like these extreme hyperbolic headlines.
Hyperbolic.
Well, I remember one time when we got invaded by the...
Hyperbolic, whatever.
What was it invading the United States there for a while at the airport? The bullheaded one, the
Delta?
No, the ones with the things in the hair and orange outfits, the boys.
Oh,
Insane Clown Posse?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna's invaded the United States.
Yeah, that was...
Well, we got rid of them.
What's that?
We
started shooting them, I think, or something. Back
in the 70s.
You don't remember Hare Krishna? Oh, no,
they would give you prayers or
whatever.
They wouldn't
stop. There was millions of them. They were singing and chanting.
In the airports.
Everywhere.
They've cleaned them out.
Subway, everywhere. Like, bunches of them chanting up and down the streets. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Then you had the Moonies selling flowers on the highways.
Right.
Reverend Sung the Young Moon. And then they threw him out of the country, too.
Anyway, there's a balance between, like, keeping people safe and, like, just scaring people for your own political gains. And I think the balance is too far to scaring people.
All right, I would agree.
How do you
with
know
that.
A deaf parliament is thinking, no, then?
I agree with that, though. I do agree with that. But there's got to be... It is a problem, though. It is a problem. I mean, we shouldn't take people's freedoms.
No, you know what the problem is?
A problem.
Going to ISIS sleep with Bobby Haha. And then you don't come, and Bobby Haha does, and then he starts talking about crazy shit, Buddy Hackett and shit like that, to make sure your mind is off of sex, so you can't come.
I mean, I think the problem can just be going to sleep with Bobby Haha, stop, end a sentence.
Or taking an issue like ISIS and then relating it to our personal lives. Maybe our listeners...
I didn't do that.
Yeah, you did. You
no, just Ben did that.
How did Ben do it?
He was talking about the British are coming. And I said, no, the Hare Krishnas... And then somehow it got to Bobby Haha. I want to talk about some sex.
We started.
But I thought it was pretty funny this morning that this guy was having such a great time. I was banging the shit out of him. I was doing good. And then he never got to shoot. But I did.
Wow.
Life's unfair.
Yeah, man.
And that how's that related?
I was a quick draw. Boom.
And that's ISIS how?
That's how I put the ISIS on the cases.
All right. In a Chinese school, a man knifed three kids to death, stabbed them, and then jumped off the building.
He died?
Yeah. Yeah, killed himself.
Where, in China?
China.
That sucks, man.
Yeah.
Why well,
this, is, this is just another example, though, of the Chinese trying to copy America, but a shittier version.
Now you said, Ben, now you're getting, that's cool. When your little children are killed, Ben... You know, there's comedy about you don't cross the line. You cross the line.
You're
gonna
jump
it's not funny,
Ben.
That is not a joke. That's not funny. You're talking about little kids getting killed, I don't care about this shit about comedy. We should be allowed to say anything and all that bullshit.
Yeah, it's really messed up.
No, there's some things that are just morally wrong, Ben.
No, you're wrong. Okay. You're right, Bobby. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
That's going morally over the line.
Well, I don't think he meant it like that.
No, but it is going morally over the line with... your freedom of speech.
You're right. It's really sad. We
have
no.
You have to go to that because you don't have any other material.
All right, you.
If you have material, I'll write for you.
No, but you're really.
I'm gonna start writing for you and Mike.
You really?
Well, Mike, I have to write in a different way. I got to write smaller because it was a whisper.
Okay. Can I just say something about China in general? And I don't want to offend you, Bobby, but like the things that happen there, like things are gonna happen. I'd like to see their news. They're weird. More weird, more strange stuff is going to happen there, but just because of the sheer numbers, the probability of
and plus
the numbers.
You know, they will the Chinese.
The numbers are staggering.
They will
the
Chinese
there.
Breed with Jews. You know,
that's not true.
No, there is.
I
law.
Didn't read
There's
that.
There's an international law: Chinese and Jews aren't to have kids.
I never heard
that's
that.
Imagine walking into an office, you're trying to do some business, it's just Abraham Chow on the door. What kind of shot do you got?
Well,
Ling Liang Schwartz.
It wouldn't say Abraham Chow, Bobby, because usually it's a Jewish guy and a Chinese lady. It's not usually the other way around, and Chow would be... So it would be more likely like...
Trying to say, look, it would be like good, a good joke, and he tries to make it so, oh, well, it's a Chinese lady, and it isn't
it'd be
that.
I'm saying...
It'll be whoever the fuck I say it is in my joke. In my joke, it's whoever I say it is.
Min Goldstein. Get your joke better. I'm trying to write your joke tighter.
It's me... I don't need to write it tighter. It's me banging a Chinese boy and having a Jewish Chinese kid. How about that?
Wow. We really got far, far away from the original topic.
Look, it's...
This is Labor Day, man.
Bobby's right, though. I took it too far with the China...
He did. It upset me. That's what got me.
But will someone acknowledge the fact that because their numbers are so high that more maybe violent and other things are going to happen?
Yes, the law of large numbers applies.
But they don't have as much...
thank you, sarcastic.
Because they don't have the shootings rate.
No, I meant
gun laws, they are very strict. You can't have guns in China. So there's not that much shootings and stuff like that.
Yeah,
there.
They got to stab people.
Yeah, but
it's like a shitty export of an
American
product.
But it's hard to kill when you're stabbing.
It is. It is.
Shitty export of an American product. Can I get my joke in without you guys talking? Christ.
It was a good joke. The last few weeks, 3 weeks ago, you were getting good jokes. But you see, now you got this girl you're dating here. So now you're happy. So you're not writing the good jokes anymore. She got to dump you so you can get funnier again. I'm going to ask her to dump you. Because that's going to help your comedy.
Like, you need to ask her to dump that.
Right, exactly. You get ready to do it too, as I walk
she's
out
of here. She's already thinking it.
She's been thinking it, yeah.
No.
But she's a nice girl, so she don't want to just do it. You know what I mean?
Look, it's sad the Chinese kids got killed because no one's going to make our shoes now.
Bobby, you're
he just don't stop. He just, you know, if people don't listen to the podcast anymore, I can't blame them.
No, you know, we need
because to... Because you're going a little too far. That's not freedom of speech. That's being an asshole.
Which is part of freedom of speech.
No, just being a fucking asshole.
Last topic before you
they should have freedom of me killing people.
All right, Bobby.
That's not speech. Your head off.
That sounds like a threat.
No, I would never threaten, Ben. I would just do it.
All right. Last topic. I thought this was an interesting thing we don't usually talk about. Kevin Durant from the Oklahoma Thunder.
He's a great player.
Great player. There's a big bidding war for what sneakers.
Not Durant. It's Durant. Yeah, there's a bidding war between Nike
and Under Armour, right. Like a $500 million deal for like 10 years where he's actually getting paid more to represent a sneaker company than he's getting paid to play basketball.
Well, so did Michael Jordan. So did Tiger Woods.
No, I don't know if that... 50 Cent had that thing where he made more from that vitamin water
endorsement. Well, that was his company.
From a vitamin water
Dr.
endorsement.
Dr. Dre made more than anyone.
All right, listen. More from a vitamin water...
Dr. Jordan Dre made more than 50 Cent.
Can you just let me get the point out, Bobby?
We know he made more with the vitamin water.
Than his entire rap career.
So did Dr. Dre with the headphones.
Welcome to my world, Mike.
He made $800 million with his rap career. He made $20 million.
Bobby, did you go to the gym before this?
No, I was with the kid, Benjamin Holden. Like an Italian-Irish kid.
Which is like the
beautiful
gym.
Beautiful young man, too.
That's the gym.
I got lucky to get a kid like that.
It's going to be a shell of his former self now.
Corporate America just has a ton of money. That's what that tells me. They really
they run the world, money, buddy, man. These corporations. Yeah. They run the politicians and everything else. I picked the wrong gig. I should have been a lobbyist.
I picked the wrong gig.
I would have been bribing
I
everybody.
Think I picked the right gig. I'm quite happy.
Oh, good for you.
Your mother's not too happy, though.
Now he's got his car.
That makes me happier.
Are you going up there today?
He's going to Connecticut.
Are you
going to
see your mother today or your father?
Dad.
All right. Are you bringing your girlfriend?
Yes.
Of course. You want to show her off.
Did they meet before?
Pretty girl.
Yeah, they've met before.
That's what it is, right? He wants to show you off because you're pretty. If you're an ugly girl, he wouldn't show you off.
And are you guys spending the night there?
Last girlfriend.
You're coming back tonight?
He did a big upgrade going with you. Let me tell you, that was a big upgrade.
Wow.
To the last girl I seen him with. Oof.
Oh, my God. What's the matter with you?
This girl here is beautiful.
What's the matter with you?
I've been told it like it is, man. That Ben's must be doing well because he's upgrading in life. He's going to swimming in Connecticut with a nice girl with him.
Bobby.
He's living a fancy lifestyle, Ben.
He's living the lodge, man.
All right.
Is it an above-ground pool or an in-ground?
In-ground.
No.
In-ground, but it's like a condo complex. It's not like a private
pool. Oh, okay.
Oh.
It's a communist pool.
Oh, it's all Russian ladies are peeing in it. Oh. If you see any logs floating around.
A lot of Russian urine in that pool.
So you're going to have dinner there?
Yeah.
And then come back tonight?
Yeah.
Do you have spots tonight?
No.
You have a little borscht?
I don't want to work.
A little borscht?
No borscht. Oh. All right.
What are you doing tonight, Mike? You deform anywhere?
No, I'm not. I'm in.
You going to take it off?
Taking it off.
You and your girl have a little dinner or something?
Have a little dinner.
Private show.
Don't say show, because that's not nice. Mike Vecchio does not put his personal life out in the street. It's one thing. That's why I don't make fun of his personal life, that he has a small penis out in the street, because it's not nice to do things like that.
How do you know, Bobby? How do you know?
I think
he hacked the iCloud.
I hacked the iCloud.
My naked pictures.
I'll do your callbacks for you. Who's ready for who now, Bobby?
That was great.
That was good. He was good, writing good for me.
All right.
User tweets.
Thank God.
We're wrapping it up.
Do we have it?
We have like 100 tweets this week. That's why I was trying to get this all done so we could get it done in a.
Well, let's go with the tweets, man. Let's give these people the Labor Day special they deserve.
I feel like listening to this podcast is work today.
Oh, she's getting mad, too. She's like, aren't we going to the Connecticut to the pool?
No, she's cool.
That's what she said. Oh, I can sing it. She's getting mad at you, Ben.
No, she's...
But she's cool with me and Mike, because we're nice.
All right. From Ted Teddy Man.
Uh-oh.
At PA Pod, in life, look through the front windshield and not the rearview mirror, and stop playing with your back door. Is the podcast up? There was an upload error last week where the podcast didn't go up till Wednesday, although I thought it was up on Monday, so...
Well, tell Ted the
Teddy
Man
was upset about
he should watch his back door, I heard. Somebody was fisting him last week.
Wait a second.
At the Fist of Fury contest
with
the Eagles.
Can talk about Ted the Teddy Man like that?
Who, Ted the Teddy Man? Oh, yeah. Nice guy, Ted the Teddy Man.
He's great.
That doesn't mean he can't get fisted.
Well, Guys from Yale.
Next tweet.
Oh, I love that.
From
That's a hazing at Yale.
Yeah. Next tweet is from a new friend and listener.
Yeah, let's give it up.
Jim VJ.
Jim VJ, baby.
Says, get radicalized is the new groupthink.
Yeah, radicalized. Yeah, what are you doing? Radicalized
what? No one knows what that means.
What are we radicalizing?
Radicalized groupthink.
Our old friend at Toto Row says, we did it. We got at the PA Pod 80 followers.
What?
80 people?
Yeah.
We have 80 followers?
We're at 81 now, so we've actually improved since
then.
We
are killing it.
So please follow us, friends, at the PA Pod, THEPAPOD, so we can get to 82 followers for next week.
Absolutely.
Just don't follow me home. I'm scared of you guys.
Next one from our old friend at Lewis Mitchell. Lewis Mitchell.
He's a good guy, Louis Mitchell.
Says, Bobby said I almost made him puke. My grandfather is Chinese. I thought he liked the Asians. Hashtag that wasn't very nice. Hashtag hurt feelings.
No, I love Louis Mitchell as a person, but I don't like the guy with no shirt on, you know, on the Facebook there. That's not nice.
All right.
Next one.
Does he have any cousins, second cousins on the Chinese side to get introduced me to? That got.
Does he have any second cousins he hates? I don't know.
I didn't say he hates. I said.
No, I know what you said. I know what I said.
Next tweet.
From at Michelle Slonim, new listener. Hey, at PA Pod, can you figure out at Jackie Jokeman latest joke hunt game show? Here's a sample. 5 equals F on OH. 5 equals fingers on one hand. These are like riddles or something.
Oh, okay. I don't know what it is, Batman. Well, no, Ben doesn't
How many balls does it take?
Ben doesn't even like to read the tweets, let alone do a riddle.
He doesn't
want to
read very well either, Ben.
He doesn't want to read.
No, you don't read very slowly.
I just want to jump in the fucking pool, okay?
He's a left brain. He's a left brain guy.
Yeah. He's like good. He's like sitting shit like this.
No, he's a left brain guy. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but
he's all
you're not a good reader. And you're not a good speaker.
I'm a good speaker. I'm not good at reading things aloud that I haven't written.
No, listen. You're not.
I have no acting chops, okay?
You don't have those speaking chops either.
Next tweet.
Another one from at Michelle Slonim with the Jackie thing.
I know Michelle Slonim. I just met her recently.
2 equals H-O-E, hint, huge chunks of our planet.
Holes
answer on his
planet?
Podcast.
What's he saying about holes on a planet? I just met the girl. I think I just met her.
Hydrogen.
She seems like a nice girl.
Hydrogen, oxygen. I don't.
What about hydrogen, oxygen? It's the atmosphere.
I'm guessing. Next one.
The stratosphere, right?
Is that a new? That's a
stratosphere.
New, it's a new vitamin water.
Next
the stratosphere, one. Hemisphere, atmosphere.
Ionosphere.
Yeah.
That was fancy. I'm impressed.
Troposphere.
Ooh.
Yeah. Hello, Earth science.
Still dildosphere.
You really did teach biology to special ed kids.
Oh, you know what, Ben?
No, now you're going to be my boy special ed teacher.
Ben.
I will beat the shit out of you.
No, Ben took it. I respect it. It hurt, but I respect it.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the one with the kids getting killed yesterday, that's really going over the line.
All right, but it is freedom.
I know if we have freedom of speech, but you shouldn't go way over the line.
Well, you stuck on my better joke of it.
Can I tell you this? No one knows where the line is. The line
I put a line on
the line is different for everybody.
No, I make the line.
You're going to make the line?
Yeah.
Come on, Bobby.
I give 3-1. If Ben says something like that again, he doesn't live till Tuesday.
From at Totoro, at the PA Pod, this one's for Bobby. Got any crazy jail stories? Great, way to tweet something that's going to take a fucking hour.
Well, I'll take a quick bridge story here for you.
Okay.
A good one.
All right.
We in the show block in Clinton, Dannemora, there's a long the tier there. So you go down to the shower, there was Jimmy the Midget. He was like a midget. And this is a bad prison.
See, I always imagine Jimmy the Midget like a 7'2", 400-pound guy.
No, this guy was like a real midget.
All right.
Okay, so he's in the last house. So he went down to take a shower, and I'm in there says, I stole his towel. So he's got to walk the whole tier without no towel on.
Now, was his towel a hand towel that he used as a full towel?
No, it wasn't.
That's a great joke.
No, it was not.
Respect that joke. I think that's a funny joke.
I'm trying to tell somebody.
I'm trying to pepper your...
I don't need my story,
I'm trying to pepper your sauce.
I don't need my story,
Pepper. What's up?
Now, this is a very serious prison. Most of the people there for life and everything else. It's an 8-cell block.
So he has to walk.
Okay, so he's got no towel. So as he comes walking down, he got to pass every cell now. He's the last cell.
Right.
As he comes walking out, the second guy, this kid Jimmy, goes like this. Another kid Jimmy goes, Because Sean came out. He's too sexy for the cell block. Too sexy for the whole entire place. So even the tears up and down. The hundreds of guys in there for life in prison, everything. The whole entire place. While his guy was walking, was singing, he's too sexy for the
That's
prison.
That's really funny.
Too sexy for the thing. And then the guy, he was embarrassed at first. He had his hands covered himself. He started shaking his ass to make him walking down the tier. It was the I never seen anything like it in my life. I couldn't believe it. I said, this is prison?
This is
And these are all guys in there for the rest of their lives, half of them.
That's a great
They're singing, he's too sexy for this prison.
That's a great prison story.
That's a great prison
that
story.
Really
it really happened.
Now, because he was a little person, did he have a smaller sentence? Okay, I'm sorry. That I just had to get the joke in. But that's a great...
Well, it actually happened.
I see that being in a movie. Like, if they did a remake of Shawshank Redemption, that should be in it.
Yeah. That'd be a great scene. But thank you for the tweet.
There might be a movie coming out, Shawshank Redemption.
Can I see that? That tweet is a great... That's a great question.
Great answer.
A lot of funny stuff. That's a good, like, regular funny
that's
story.
That's a good setup.
Nothing bad happened.
But, that's a rare swing and a hit for this podcast.
I never see the whole, like, everybody usually, like, is very serious.
Yeah.
And everyone got into it that day. Even these old guys, he was going, he's too sexy for this prison. And then he started just shaking his ass, walking down the rest of the theater guy.
That's great.
It was the funniest shit I've ever seen.
I think we should end on that tweet. Do we have more?
We got one quick one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Shel Slonim, Bobby Haha has entered the building. And now he's exited because the podcast is over.
No, it's really fucked up. No. I want to tell you what happened.
Can you sign us off, Mike?
Okay, one second.
But that's the biggest riddle of them all.
No, it has the riddle that led to the building. I have the Elvis at home. But you see the big cardboard
You have Elvis at home?
The big cardboard Elvis.
He's alive in your,
no,
he's changed
cardboard
your radiator?
Elvis. He's a cardboard Elvis.
Yeah.
And he has this thing where you pass by, and it has the you know, detector, and he goes, thank you very much. And it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah.
So I didn't change the battery for like 5 years. I finally put new batteries in because I knew the kid was coming last night. Coming over. So I wanted him to walk by and the Elvis talked to him.
It's like a personal haunted house.
Not haunted. It's Elvis, man. So I put it on.
It's a good joke. I like it.
He didn't say thank you very much. He just said, oh, it's been nice talking to you. I'm like, come on, man.
He knew what you were going to do to the kid. One and done.
No, I just wanted to, yeah, that's exactly, you know.
Because you had to get to the podcast.
And then the kid didn't, you know, he didn't, you know. I don't really feel bad for
He didn't finish, but we did.
I finished. I don't
That's...
care. Oh, I know one thing. I finished.
He didn't finish. We did.
Bobby Haas got pleasure.
Okay, let's try that again. Do that. Give us the line again, because that's going to take us out.
He didn't finish, but we did.
Keeping that in mind, thank you for joining us here for this special Labor Day edition of the Passive Aggressive Podcast for comedian Bobby Haha and comedian Ben Rosenfeld. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione. We'll see you next week.